Monday, August the 3rd. Bank holiday in Scotland and Republic of Ireland. The Tunisian baggage handlers have agreed to go to arbitration. Andorra says that with luck she'll be home by Thursday. Tuesday, August the 4th. The Tunisian baggage handlers can see light at the end of the tunnel. Andorra is surviving on packets of dates and polo mints. Wednesday, August the 5th. The Tunisian baggage handlers are now handling baggage. Pandora home Friday evening. Thursday, August the 6th. My father refused a reverse charges call from Tunisia. Our lines of communication have been cut. Friday, August the 7th. Moon's first quarter. I rang Tunisia whilst my father was in the bath. He shouted down to ask whom I was phoning. I told a lie. I said I was phoning the speaking clock. Pandora's flight left safely. She should be home around midnight. Saturday, August the 8th. At 7 a.m, Pandora rang from St Pancras station. She said that due to electrification of the track at Flitwick, she would be delayed. I got dressed and went down to the station, got a platform ticket, waited on platform 2 for 6 cold, lonely hours. Went home to find a note from Pandora. This is what it said. Adrian, I confess to feeling heartbroken at your apparent coldness concerning my arrival. I felt sure that we would have an emotional reunion on platform 3, but it was not to be. Adieu, Pandora. Went to Pandora's house. Explained. Had an emotional reunion behind her father's tool shed. Sunday, August the 9th, 8th after Trinity. Touched Pandora's bust again. This time I think I felt something soft. My thing keeps growing and shrinking. It seems to have a life of its own. I can't control it. Monday, August the 10th. Pandora and I went to the swimming baths this morning. Pandora looked superb in her white string bikini. She has gone the same colour as Mrs. Singh. I didn't trust my thing to behave, so I sat in the spectators' gallery and watched Pandora diving off the highest diving board. Got back to my house, showed her my black room, lit a joss stick, put ABBA LP on, sneaked a bottle of Sonatogen upstairs. We indulged in a bit of light petting, but then Pandora developed a headache and went home to rest. I was racked with sexuality, but it wore off when I helped my father put manure on our rose bed. Tuesday, August the 11th. Got another postcard from my mother. Dear Adie, you've no idea how much I long to see you. The mothering bond is as strong as ever. I know you feel threatened by my involvement with Bimbo, but really, Adie, there is no need. Bimbo fulfills my sexual needs. No more, no less. So, Adie, grow up and come to Scotland. Lots of love, Pauline. Mother. P.S. We leave on the 15th. Catch 8:22 train to Sheffield. The postman said that if my mother was his wife, he would give her a good thrashing. He doesn't know my mother. If anybody laid a finger on her, she would beat them to pulp. Wednesday, August the 12th. Pandora thinks a trial separation will do us good. She says our light to medium petting will turn quite heavy soon. I must admit that the strain is having a detrimental effect on my health. I have got no energy, and my sleep is constantly interrupted with dreams about Pandora's white bikini and Mrs. O'Leary's knickers. I might go to Scotland after all. Thursday, August the 13th. My father has decided to go to Skegness on the 15th. He has booked a four-berth caravan. He is taking Doreen and Maxwell with him. He expects me to go. If I go, people will automatically assume that Doreen is my mother and Maxwell is my brother. I am going to Scotland.